The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. Matthew in the 25th chapter. Jesus continues with these words, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels with him, he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' And then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' And then he will say to those on his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and we did not take care of you?' And then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And those will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The word of the Lord.
Grace to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Now, as I said when I opened, Happy New Year. I really have a good time right at this point in the year because I get two New Years. I get this one and I get the other one coming up, which also was very special this year. I'll tell you why in just a little bit. We have so many celebrations happening because of the way the calendar is this year. This is standard amongst the church. We are here to close the year. We are here to finish things. We are here to tie it up and then start into everything else. Because December's coming. And that means all kinds of things. I'm not going to go there. Not this morning. What this means, however, is directions from Jesus. Here is what I'm looking at. He says, and there are two sets of you. The guys who did well, and you folks that messed up royally. And I have news. A lot more of you are over here than in the good category. Well, it's standard nature. Because when you read through the Old Testament, you'll notice that what Jesus is doing is he's poking them. Like, did you remember what happened in Genesis 18? Did you hear what the prophet Micah had to say to you in chapter 6? Or most importantly, did you take a look at Deuteronomy and especially chapter 10? Didn't seem to happen to me. That's not what I saw. That's not what was happening. What I saw was just the opposite. You got to be in charge and you liked it. So you were sitting there and you were enjoying yourself. Well, I have news. There will be consequences. Because in doing that, you've skipped, you've ignored, you have overlooked, you've driven by all these people. I just want to remind you this morning, this is what Jesus says is going to happen right at the end. Now, we're not there yet. We're not at the end. And how close we are? No. I keep being asked. And this year's been no different. I keep being asked, when are we at the end? We're not. And I keep giving the same answer over and over again. I don't know. I have no idea. Simply because not even Jesus knows the day, the hour, the time it's going to happen. And if he doesn't know, I sure don't. That's how it goes. On the other hand, what we expect for the kingdom is not what it looks like. I was overjoyed this past week as I was doing some reading to encounter an example that I've been through. I've had this happen. I figured I was going to do great. I figured I was going to do well. I figured I was going out there and I was going to bring more families into the church I belonged to, especially because I was in seminary. So I went and visited with these folks. These folks were amongst the poorest I have ever met. The first thing they said was, "Pastor, welcome, come on in." And I'm not going to get into it. All that stuff about, but I'm not a pastor yet. I just said, okay, the coffee pot was on. Turns out it was never off. And the first thing they did was they sat down and they put a whole plate of food in front of me and said, go ahead. Little did I know there was more coming. Because then what the woman said is, you know, we've had a tough time. I wondered if you could help me do a little cleaning. Now, I'm here to bring the kingdom. I'm here to bring good news. I'm here to bring Jesus. And what I walk into is grease. There is grease across every surface in the kitchen this thick. Now, if you've been in a place where there's grease that's been hanging around a while, do you have any idea the smell that has? It's not pretty. And they said, so, here's a bucket for me, bucket for you. They handed me a brush. 11 o'clock at night, I'm scrubbing kitchens. This is not my idea of the kingdom. This is not how evangelism works. And I'm going through this place. And it's starting to smell a little better, a little better, a little better. This is long before, dear friends, we got to COVID and sanitizing everything and all that stuff. These people have let this go a long while. 1 o'clock in the morning, we finally finished. Place shone. It was great. It was glorious. So I went home. Pam said to me, you're back. I said, yep. She said, yeah, I got to get used to it, I guess, eh? I said, oh, and she was right. It's one of those where, hey, I'm just going to go for the mail, and 2 hours later I'd return. Because like six people would have stopped me on the way to and from. In small towns, that's how it works. Oh, by the way, Pastor, have you got a minute? Uh-huh. You never know where that's going to go. This is all the work of the kingdom, because what I learned in this was what was going on in the living room. Because in the living room, they were doing one of the few things while we were scrubbing in the kitchen that they knew how to do. They were playing music. Worst gospel music I have ever heard in my life. Oh, it was terrible. How great thou art. And it was all country. Oh, front to back, side to side, it was all country. Yeah, I'm not the biggest country fan to start with. But this is the work of the kingdom, because what God taught me in that moment was this. It's not the big things. It's not the glory things. It's not all that pomp and circumstance. It's this. Are we with one another? That's where the kingdom happens. And my only question is, who's God going to send you to this week who needs to hear what's going on and share part of their lives? Amen.